want to speak about the Nekuda. I spoke a little about it in Shir, I want to be Marchiv the Indian. The Maharal stirs on a Motnazach. This week we have the Meragli. We had the parsha of the Meragli. Kulam Anoshim. Rashi Melamed Shibohiso Sho Ksheirim Hoy. Ksheirim Hoy. They were chosen out of hundreds of thousands of people that were Ksheirim Hoy. Have a Negiah, they don't have a Negiah, but the Ksheirim Hoy. And they come back and they say, Ki Chozaku Mimenu. It's impossible to win the war. Rashi says, Eino mitoso. So that's good. The Klal is all out of Mitzrayim, Ma'amid Har Sinai. Mon goes down every morning. I'm a little scared. Then we read the Haftorah and Shabbos. Yeshua stands. Shtei Meraglim Cheresh, Eliyahu Anovi and someone else, and they go to this house of Rochov Azoino, and she tells him, Hamas, everyone is scared from you. Ki shomanu ke hoyvish Hashem es me'ayir. Yabzu, we're petrified. Ve'lekomu ruach mipneichem. And they start to look for him. For them, she hides him. That's one, two. And they know if someone chaps her, she's killed. How it could be, Frank the Maharal, Meraglin G'doy Le'oilo, and Moshe Rabbeinu David Yeshua, Ko Yoshia Cho Me'atas Meraglin. And Rochav Azoino, this poshta girl, this poshta lady, has such a starke emuna. What is the pshat? Some of the Maharal Yisrael. That Yisrael will try to build up. This is the Kifa Atzlocha. He says, the bigger person, a person could be huge. But when he's in a derech yerideh, nothing could stop him. Person could be small, but it's a derech aliyah, nothing could stop him. And it brings the mashal from Olam HaMaaseh. You have a rich person as a multimillionaire, but he's starting to lose in business. Last year he was $500 billion, he's only worth $300. People started to keep away from him. It's a young guy. He was worth 2 years ago $100,000, when he has $50 million, everyone is running around him. Everyone wants to invest with him. It's the mitzvah. Why? That's locha is here. Klal Yisrael were in a matzav of yerida. That's a terrible thing. They have the ego. They start misoinanim. And meraglim, they're just dropping. They're just dropping. You understand? Forget about meraglim. I'm not asking you to tell me it's Chazal and they were scared. All of Klal Yisrael wanted to follow them. God's Klal Yisrael. Moshe, Aaron, Yeshua, the call of Yel, we could go. Hashem is with us. Everyone is nervous. Everyone is scared. Everyone is scared. I'm not speaking about Taiva. They're scared. It's not going to. A lot of times you see a guy, Choshe the guy. Talmid Chacham. You see sometimes a young guy, 16 years old boy, decides to start to learn. His passion. It's boy in 2 weeks, finishes the whole Masechta Kiddushin. A couple of couple of years, he finishes more. He finishes. Maybe he's not so beloved. So he's awake till 12 o'clock by night, 2 o'clock by night. Other person is a chashmir, you don't see that. A person could be in Kriyas Yamsuf. The Goyen says, Alamol Rehi is Gdoilu Mishmir. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told him, Soru Maher Min HaDerech, he didn't break the Lichas. Vayares HaEgel VaMecholes, he broke the Luchas. By the way, we mentioned a couple of times the Sporno, and he saw the Mecholis. He said, Behelem Asporno. Behelem Asporno. Klal Yisrael live Kriyas Yamsuf. Live Maimed Al Sinai. Live high Madregas, huge Madregas. Huge madrigas. Nothing helped in the moment that they're not in Aliyah. Rochav Azoyla, you know where she got to in the end? She married Yeshua. Uphill. See, boys come, 16 years old, 20 years old. They're green. The mamash don't know how to read more Asher Tesis. A couple of years, the mamash become Choshev Bachur. They're climbing up, shooting up. The secret of Aliyah, the secret of growth is Aliyah. Aliyah. I have a guy that is learning 12 hours a day, 15 hours a day, and it starts to burn out. Not with fire, there's a Muslim, someone gets shvach, they call it burnout. Starts to burn out. You know very quickly, you will see him doing nothing. You see a guy learns 8 hours, you know, soon he's going to 10, right? This bachur is starting to start, you know, a couple of years, his mamash is getting there. So this guy's only 15, so he's burned out, he will stop in 14. It doesn't go like that. Miyale behar Hashem. It's very easy to climb the Everest. It's a very big mountain. But if you stop in the middle of the way, you roll down. And when you roll down, you can't stop. You go to the bottom. Kozman, you're climbing, you could go. You could manage in very stiff manage, you could climb. When you fall, you try to hold on, nothing can stop you. I mean, you see someone falling, move away from him, because if not, he pulls you down also. And you can't even hold on, doesn't help. If he comes near you, you're down with also. The key to success in Atzloch and Ruchnius, to become a Talmid Chochem, is the whole time to be climbing up. The whole time to be climbing up. If you stop to climb, I'm not saying that it's easy. Maybe it's very hard. But en ma la'asot, this is the way of avodas Hashem. I will try to give example. You can't can't. We'll use the Noilam HaMaisa. Yeah, it's not that Hashem made it a HaMaisa like that. We said a Moshe, the guy, the multimillionaire that's dropping, and the young guy that is very successful. Yeah? It'll be a young guy that's not very successful. He has $20 million, but this is what he has already for 5 years. No one will send you to make business with him, right? We'll do with this guy that bought 10 nursing homes, and he has 20, he has 25, he has 30. That's the Matthias. Because that guy is growing. The world understands if he's in a matzav of growing, his passion, he will get somewhere. The guy that has his couple of things, maybe it's good to ask for a donation of a zil. The matzav in Ruchnius is exactly the same. A lot of times a bachur, Baruch Hashem, he's learning, it's good. No chance. He's not going to become out of God. He won't become out of God. Noch a chazor. What chazor? Kiddush 5 times, 6 times. Doesn't have to be every time that the guy started to grab more things. So a lot of that guy grabs everything and then he has nothing. You know what? I'll chaz every blood 10 times. Honestly, right? 4 seconds in, 4 seconds in, 4 nights in, after seconds in. Nozor chazor, nozor chazor, nozor chazor. Hold on by heart eventually. I try to know by heart, it's too hard for me. I'll chaz 10 times. Over Shabbos, chaz again. From the beginning of Masechta. Ha'al chazor, quickly, another 5 blood. Shvayis techa. A person has to the whole time find himself trying to grow. And avodas Hashem, not growing, is falling. You could pass Kriyas Yamsuf. You saw the Ashkoche, but you're not in a grow matzah. Fakel, you know, you read it. For a reason that it will be. So when it comes on Yisroel to be scared from the people in Eretz Yisroel, you start to be scared. You're very scared. You're very scared. You're very scared. The little guy that is becoming Balchuvit, the Goita, she's looking up. She sees Boyraina. A lot of times people have questions why sometimes people that become Balei Tshuva are starker from people that are frum. I'm not going in if it's true or if it's not true, and there's a lot of chilukim, it's not the topic. Oh, but it has also this part of it, this element of it. When you're growing, it's happening. You could get very far. When you're standing, everything slowly, slowly loses. Everything slowly, slowly loses. There's the mitzvahs. So, when a bocher is in yeshiva years, and all of his life, has to find a way to put himself in the direction of growing. Now, I want to explain, it's not only, or maybe it's hard what I'm saying, the fact that he's growing, b'meile, he will do more and more stuff, b'meile will become big. I'm saying it's one step before that. When he's in a position of growing, the miles that he have are missiles to make him to grow. Rochov says, the Ribbono Shel Olam Shalom was Moivish Meyamsuf. I'm not scared to hide you. The king of Yericho will not catch me. I'm with Hashem. So she's a Goya. A lot of call her a Zaina. She was a Zaina. In the house, we're going out there. She's one. And she's really scared from Hashem. And she knows Hashem is all over. And a person that knows Shas Bavli Yerushalmi Sifri Sifra Mechilte. Like Yeshua. This is the level. they don't have emunah because they're not in the right position at the moment. Bracha sometimes comes the end is man. I know we're far away, we're almost 2 months away from the Tzivon, Tammuz, almost 3 months away. But how a person falls? He has the beginning of Zman. Oh, Hashem, Zman is good. And also he's planning to be Vesha. But he lets all of this part, now he's in the beginning of Zman. Now he's in the second part of the mountain. Yeah? Just wrapping it, they call it. Yeah? He's wrapping it. He loses all of his miles. For no reason. For no reason. I'll try to give examples. The guy decides, Lama Zogim, I have 6 weeks left for the Zman. I'm trying now to make Mamish a matzav. I could chazen, I could learn. I want to work on tefillah, I want to work on this. He manages to turn himself to Aliyah Dike Matzav. All of us, when the first day of Zman comes, we in the Mitzias and Aliyah de Kematzim. It's the Teva, all of us, everyone in his Madrega. When we came into Yeshiva, we were not Aliyah de Kematzim. Chavi. Masechtos, Masechtos. Grabbing. So yeah, when I was young, I really had cheshek mamish. I was older, so I was tired a little bit. Yeah, because you change your position from growing to standing to surviving. You're putting yourself like in a surviving chotch. Chotch, I'm going to keep the story. I'm in a surviving protecting now. This is the mistake. If a person manages to put himself together, Miyale Be'ar Hashem U'Miyokum. Every time the second thing is harder, right? Miyale Be'ar Hashem, it's easy. U'Miyokum B'Mkoyim Kodshoi. To stay there is very, very hard. The Foshim say the same thing in Avraham Avinu. For sure it's in a different Pchina. He had the Akedah. Then he had more nisyonis. What was the nisyonis after it? Hashem told him there will be no rov, and was a rov, and he had to go to Elimelech. It was the Beiros of Plishtim. It was Sorai. Different nisyonis. Chazal say that most of the foshim that nisyon was that when Sori made it was nifter, he didn't have where to koyver. He had to buy kicha kicha mizdei Ephraim. Yeah. We have kiddushin. Yeah. We learn kiddushin when Sori left. Yeah. But we call him koyver. It's a big nisyon. Hashem promised him Eretz Yisrael, and now he has to buy a piece of land for 400. All the Mefoshim has the kash. Have all of you to pass that cable. Now Hashem has tested it. Your wife will die. You'll be very sad. You will need someone to bury her. And they will overcharge you. And you'll be so upset. I promise you that it's yours. And Hashem did. Avram didn't complain. So in the Mefoshim, everyone could do it. Avram already is a tzaddik, he passed the Akedah, everything is good. And I was a little shy of a moment as he could slip down. That nisyon is a hard. The secret of success is to put yourself in a climbing position. Make yourself your own challenge. Your own challenge. This is the way, the key. I'll do this. I you fail. Doesn't make a difference. Another one. Again, it doesn't have to be to spread yourself all over. The person is not planning to take things that he's planning to grow. You see guys in Moshe, you know, this man starts. Yeah? That was always a shmooze. Yeah? This man starts, the room is full. That room gets a little weaker. I'm not speaking no one specific now. Yeah? The guys that are not here, it's a waste of them. Why? Not because they're not here. That's a bazoom to shmooze. The one, now he's doing something else. Say it. The one that wanted to grow, maybe he found it boring, he's allowed to stop. But the one that wanted to grow, but now it's Rishabitin's man. It means he's not growing anymore. Everything is down. So what person does? You make a new aschol. You know, a new ischachos. Starting Chazar. Fakel. So then end his mind is less lachatz. Like his mind trying to chap what is Kiddushin, you know. You know the Masechta, you know the Rashbo, Yazok, you know already the tools of the Masechta. There's nothing scary about it. You have time to add things. When you add the things, you become an Adar Chalir. I'm telling you, it hurts me, but I see it. Every year, you see the boys that are coming to grab. You see the regular boys. And in 5 years, these people that are grabbing, Peter become huge. The people that are not grabbing, I met someone. Not from Ireland. I know. I knew him from America. Mama, she was a choshev bocher. He was shtaggy. I was by his parents. He mama didn't want to come to eat home. He would learn by night, learn by day. Yeah. Mama, I saw such a future for him. Shabbos, I was in Netanya. He came over to say Mazel Tov. I asked him, what are you doing here? He went with some friends to the Tanya for Shabbos. Yeah? I didn't see him. I put an X on him in my head. Such bad friends, yeah. Matt Shabbos was my what? Party. Ben Azman for that. Shabbos is not the time to go away. Shabbos is the time to rest, the most. No din go away for Shabbos. No hay boyum because of the law. Stay here, sure. Go away means you're not a ben aliyah. I said, nothing happened. I'm not saying he's off the derech. He's telling me he will stay for him. But I know that I thought that he'll become one of those. Now I know he'll be a halabas. I didn't speak to him. In 10 years, I will say the end of this shmuz. I was stupid to call his parents and take him back. He didn't have time to talk to his parents. In a balanced way, not in a balanced way. He's not already like this. He's surviving. He comes back in the week to his yeshiva. He's learning shtar. I'm not saying that as a chisson that Bochum went. Tanya is, but not as a yeshiva. But I'm saying it. The pshat is, before he was grabbing, he was a businessman, he doesn't have time. He's already, he has time to go away. Nothing happened. Didn't do nothing bad. Our job is not to get the guy now if he decides if he has to go or not to go because of the shmuz. Trying to give over the point. Find yourself in a growing position. A lot of people are doing it in for a short time and then they feel, oh, I became a very choshev bocher. Okay. Bavli, you know, Rushalmi, you know, Shuchanoch, you know. Eider Hashem, you are. Tzadik, you are. This is the key. So again, it's not only what you will learn. If you will be in that position, everything will turn for good for you. And if you're in a surviving position, quickly you will lose your mindless without realizing. The Meraglim didn't realize that. They were choshev people. They spoke in learning when they went. Somebody has a chance 5 times in the way. I'm trying to explain, it's not the bitul teir that I'm talking about. The direction. If you need help, you come to get help. How to put yourself in the right position. Climbing up the hill. Say the time you don't want to, like the Darshan say, when you're going on a bike, if you feel that it's hard, not the electric one, yeah? If you feel that it's hard, you know you're climbing uphill. If you feel that it's loose, you're going downhill. If it's not so hard, you're going straight. You have to feel that you're going uphill. You feel it's not uphill, it's a lot of. Nothing will happen. Maybe you will survive. You will stay the guy with many million. But no one comes to invest in you. If you push, you have the siyata nishmaya.